Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Jeff and Jen Show.
Star 94.1.
So the issue at hand is a friend who has embarked on a new venture is a little too pushy.
Yeah, we just heard from Emily, whose friend Kelly is a new, well, slightly new Rodan and Fields rep. And Emily feels like every communication they have, whether they're talking, texting, emailing, on Facebook, that's the only message that's getting across. She's doing the hard sell so much that Emily feels like it may be a friendship deal breaker.
Hey, Emily, is that accurate?
Totally accurate, 100%.
All right, we're going to get some advice from you because the phone lines are lit up.
Yes.
Hey, Heather in Dallas.
Hey, guys. Hey, I'm also a Rodan and Fields consultant, and I just want to say that, first off, it takes a lot of guts to even approach your friends because of the fear of rejection, but as a friend, if you are truly not interested, you need to tell her that, hey, you support her and what she's doing and what she's doing for her family, but you're not interested. Please stop calling you and talking to you about it, but if you ever are, you will definitely come after her, and then hopefully she will get the hint, and if she doesn't, you need to have a more serious conversation with her.
Are you allowed to say, and also leave my friends alone?
You can. I mean, if she's bothering you every time you talk, that's a problem. You don't want to be that way, and I'm not that way. You know, I approach my friends once, maybe twice, and I don't talk to them about it every time I see them. I still want to have friends. So there's a fine line in how much you talk about it, and if your friends are not responding to you, don't keep bringing it up.
You got to take the hint. Thanks, Heather.
Is it possible, Emily, that you are just really physically unattractive in the face and she's trying to help you?
I mean, I am hideous, so that's absolutely not.
Hey, Jen in Atlanta, what you got for Emily?
Hey, I had a friend who was very similar. I had to take a 2-month break from her. I ignored all messages, and we're good now. But I did buy a product, and that made it worse because then she kept asking me about refills and, oh, are you running low? Do you need to reorder? I just made my privacy settings on Facebook a little stronger and just ignored her for a little bit. And she got the hint loud and clear on that one.
You just got to cut her off.
Yeah,
and now we're great. I mean, we took a 2-month break and now we're great. Now she talks to me about normal things. Other than work.
Did the product that you bought from her, did it work?
Yeah, it was great. Great product. Just way too expensive for my price budget.
Got it.
All right. Kelly in McDonough, what do you have for Emily?
I'll just say it. I don't think she's being a true friend. I really don't. I don't think she's being supportive at all. And I mean, she's pretty much like making fun of her friend for trying to be like an independent businesswoman. And I'm a little bit tired of like women keeping other women down. I mean, if this was a man, I think the expectations would be different. It's just like, if a woman is a strong businesswoman, she's looked at differently. And I think that she could be a lot more supportive for her friend.
So you think she needs to buy it and encourage her and open up her friend list and stop being annoyed?
You know, I mean, first of all, I think she needs to stop kind of freaking out about it. I mean, her friend is a salesperson, so she's going to pitch her once in a while, but it's not the end of the world. You know, she can buy it or not buy it, but I can guarantee you that there's some product that she's got that's going to help her with something. She's actually trying to help her, if you think about it.
Do you
know what I'm saying?
Kelly, do you sell Rodan and Fields stuff?
Well, that's not the point. I mean, I'm just saying that, you know, instead of like putting up all these walls, she could be a little bit more supportive and, I mean, even try one of the products. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like, it's not like she has to buy it. She could just use a sample and then, I don't know. I mean, at that point, she could say yes or no, but she doesn't have to be so closed-minded right off the gate.
How long?
Try to support her friends.
How long, Kelly, have you been selling Rodan and Field products?
That's completely besides the point. I'm just saying that I mean, are you listening to what I'm saying? Because that's a lot more important than whether or not I sell for them.
Well, I think,
you know,
when you're
kind of, the message is like, support your friend. Stop trying to keep your friend down. She's, you know, she's doing something really big here. You know, for her, this is probably a huge deal. This is life changing for her. You know,
it's
minimizing it and acting as if she's, you know, it's just, I don't know. I wouldn't call her a true friend if that's how she's being.
Would you have a product, Kelly, that you could name quickly that would help with circles under the eyes?
That's not fair. I don't think you're being fair here. You're not listening to what I'm saying. I mean, you know what? I, when I come to think about it, not only can women be jealous about this and, you know, and shut it down, but men can too. I mean, it's like, obviously, I don't know. Do you guys all just like have crappy jobs or something? It's like, I don't know. It just seems kind of like maybe Emily's jealous. Do you have like a terrible desk job or something that doesn't allow you the freedom or discipline to work for yourself? Because that's what your friend is doing. And if that bothers you, then maybe you should think about not working at a desk job and doing what she does.
Emily, is this your friend, Kelly, or is this just another Kelly who does or does not maybe sell for Rodan and Fields?
Kelly, I don't know,
but
Emily.
Sounding suspiciously the same.
Kelly, you're very passionate about this, and you're taking it in a very, like an extreme direction. Do you think maybe the problem might just be that Emily's friend Kelly is just way too pushy?
Yeah, I think people are not used to women being assertive in that way. I mean, you know, here you've got your friend that's like trying to make something different of her life and do all these really exciting changes, and you're just shutting her down.
She makes,
you know what
a
I'm
really
saying? And probably making her feel uncomfortable. I mean, you should be supportive and like rally behind her during this whole thing.
Jennifer in Atlanta would like to take the gender part of this out of the equation. Hey, Jennifer.
Hi. I have a male friend who does the exact same thing, who constantly is selling his product. Yes, he has a desk job, and it's a balance. You know, when your friends say no thank you once or twice, leave it alone. It's all about, you know, you don't want to destroy a friendship. But if your friend says no thank you, or doesn't address you with it, then move on. There's lots of other things to talk about in your friendship.
No means no is what Jennifer is saying.
So, Kelly, do you think that Emily should just buy it, should just spend her money on it, even though she doesn't want the product?
I mean, at least try a sample. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't like totally shut her down. Who knows? Maybe she's going to love it. You never know. But, I mean, at least, like, you know, at least give her the courtesy of trying it.
Lisa,
you know,
calling from...
Just,
Lisa
so
from...
Supportive.
Lisa from Peachtree City.
Hi, good morning. I love your show, but this is psycho. The fact that this is a life-changing opportunity, there's a fine line between sales and harassment. Get a life, get a real job. Are you kidding me?
Well, I think that's what Kelly's saying, is it is a real job.
Exactly. I mean, exactly. And God, that was so incredibly rude. I mean, it's like
listening to this is incredibly rude. I mean, I get badgered about this kind of stuff every day. If we want a product, I think that she's an adult enough to be able to say, hey, I would like some of your product, but she doesn't. So leave her alone.
Well, okay. First of all, I'm not the one that's like, you know, supposedly harassing her. Second of all, don't friends like help each other out? I mean, like, shouldn't women support each other in doing like business endeavors?
Not in business endeavors. It's not my job to buy your skincare product. My job
as
a friend is
to listen
to you. No, don't want to. But my job as a friend is to listen if you need something, watch your kid if you want to go on a date, you know, be supportive of the things that you want to do, not be harassed. I'm not a doormat. I'm a friend.
Okay, so are you saying that, like, okay, let's say that your friend was a singer, okay, and she's singing at some club. Are you saying that just because you don't really feel like going, you're not going to go support her and see it?
No.
See her singing?
I mean,
not if she calls me 16 times and puts it on my friend's Facebook page. That's needy. It's sad. Move on.
No, she's trying to promote her. She's trying to promote herself. You probably see things all the time on Facebook of people trying to promote themselves. What is the difference with this? I mean, seriously, how many things you see on your feed? Like, hey, I'm playing a gig on this day, or I'm doing this, or people promote themselves all the time on Facebook. Facebook is
promotion
pretty much
is different
promotion.
Than harassment. If every time you talk to someone, they're trying to get you to buy something. Number one, they don't know how to sell. Number two, promotion's different than harassment.
Hey, Lisa,
okay,
we're hold. All right, ladies, go back to your corners. Lisa, I'm going to put you on hold because Kelly has something that's going to help with those frown lines. Okay, so you hold on, and then Kelly, thank you for your passion and thank
Kelly,
you for being
thank
a part
you so
of
much because I do think both sides make great points. Emily's just got to decide is her friendship worth it.
I mean, I would say definitely talk to her about it, and then if she keeps it up, and or maybe you've already talked to her about it, but I'm just saying try to give her a little support. That's all.
All right, thank you, Kelly. We appreciate you being a part of the show.
Thank you.
All right, if you got anything for Dark Circles Under the Eyes, then you got 2 hours, or else I'm going to Avon. Just saying. Emily, thank you. I hope we were able to give you some help. If your friend is on any level. Like Kelly is, I would recommend moving out of state. South Carolina is nice.
You could just change your name.
I think I'm going to go that route.
All right, perfect. All right, thank you very much, Emily.
Thank you, guys.
All right, that was fun. There you go. Go to your respective corners.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star 94.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.